sermon and some music and things about the Queen. But I think we have all celebrated her wonderful time very well. And of course today is Pentecost. And it's the birthday of the church. It used to be called Whitsun, but it's our birthday today here. The primary role of the Holy Spirit is actually to deepen our faith and to draw us closer to God. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit that actually enables us that intimacy with God. And it even allows us to call God Father, even Daddy. Last night, if you were watching, Prince Charles actually called the Queen Mummy. Well, we are allowed to call God Daddy. Doesn't feel right, but we have that permission. It's that sort of close relationship that we are allowed to have. But you know, for many people, talk of the Holy Spirit frightens them. They immediately have visions and thoughts of a happy, clappy church, of people speaking in tongues and calling them out. And that's not the work of the Holy Spirit necessarily. Because I want to remind you this morning that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, is actually a real gentleman. And probably related, who knows, but he's a gentleman and he will never push his way into our lives. He knows our feelings, he knows what we can expect of him, and he's gentle with us. Throughout history, there have been many, many accounts of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, both on people and on communities and individuals. One of the many lives that was dramatically changed was John Wesley, brother of Charles Wesley, the great hymn writer. John was a deeply committed Anglican priest, but one given to crushing legalism. He was unsure of God's love for himself, and he compulsively used to rank his sermons afterwards from 1 to 20 to see how he was doing, thinking that that would gain God's love if he got higher up the scale. Well, after a spell as a missionary to American colonies, it actually ended in disgrace. It all went wrong, and he came home feeling totally deflated and very depressed. And then a friend reluctantly said, well, why don't you come to a meeting at an Arabian worship in Aldersgate Street, London? And he didn't really want to go, but he thought, I better go, and he went along. And that is where he met God, and he was transformed in a different way. And using the words that he wrote, he said, he wrote this. In the evening, I went very unwillingly to a meeting in Aldersgate Street. At about 8:45, while the preacher was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt my heart strangely warmed. And for the first time, I felt I did trust in Christ, and in Christ alone for salvation. And as an assurance, I was given that my sins had all been taken away, even mine, and I was saved from the law of sin and death. Well, that was the moment for John Wesley when his legalism fell away, and he was totally transformed. in Romans, that God poured out his love for us into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who he has given to us, and that was in Romans 5:5. He came home, he said he poured himself a very strong drink, and he was sitting quietly, reading the paper, thinking about worldly things. And then suddenly God spoke into his heart, and he said, go and pray. And he thought, oh, I want to, I'm enjoying my drink. But he put his drink down, and he went in obedience into his little chapel. He knelt down in silence, and he said, he felt God say to him, I want your body. And he said, you've got an understanding. He said to God, but I'm not exactly a Mr. Universe. And obviously God has a humour. And he suddenly felt a warmth going through his body. And he said, these words are, I experienced electric shocks of love pouring through my body. And I heard the Lord say to me, you are my son. An amazing thing to really know that in our hearts. You are my son, and all of you here today, you are God's sons and daughters, and that is a privilege. You know, at baptism, we all receive the Holy Spirit. But you know, the Holy Spirit, if you like, is like the soul within us. And it's a bit like a balloon, a flabby balloon. It has to be blown up. To be seen, to be enjoyed, to float. And it's the Holy Spirit that breathes into us. And also like a torch, if you like. A torch is lovely, it's got a battery in it, but it's no really good unless we switch it on and we see that light. And wouldn't it be wonderful if our church could be filled with people really, really filled with the Holy Spirit? We all need that filling. You know, we all get tired in our ministry, in our work, in our family life. And we need that little hope to get us going again. And that's what the day like today is all about, Pentecost, when God does come, equips and fills us again with the Holy Spirit. Well, I want to say to you this morning, if you desire a closer walk with God, you may like to pray the little prayer I'm going to pray in a minute. And I do know, you know, my own life, I have gone through all sorts of things. And I thought God said to me one day, June, why don't you invite me into your life? We can change things together. And I took you where I was driving on my way to where? On my way to work. And I stopped the car and I said, all right, Lord, I called to your phone and come into my life. And you know, I changed. I honestly changed. Because normally his dinner was ready at 6 o'clock, and it wasn't. I was sitting in the sitting room reading my Bible, and he came in and he said, excuse my friend, he said, what the hell are you doing? And I said, I'm reading my Bible. He said, but why? It's dinner time. And you know, like many Christians, we don't read the Bibles enough. We're there, we've all got Bibles, many Bibles in our houses. And I won't encourage you by saying, put your hand up if you've read your Bible in the last day, week, month, year, because I know many of you have got the words to come, because that's where I was so long. But it changed me, it really did change me. And I felt God warming my heart, he warmed my spirit, and he did change me. I didn't expect this, and I promise you, my hand to all of you, if you want to pray this prayer. But on this day of Pentecost, what we really want that deep within of the Holy Spirit to just enliven us. If you feel like praying this prayer in your heart, then please do so. Lord, I know that you died for me and long to fill my heart with your love. I now open the door of my heart and invite you in.